Good morning, Oneonta. How we doing this morning? This is DJ Nas from Mark 2, What's in Your Pocket, episode 47. Friday. Excited for the weekend. I'm headed to New York City tomorrow morning to go see Sierra Farrell. It's going to be awesome. We also have a Wony meeting, if anybody wants to find out more about Wony. There's a general body meeting September 7th, this Sunday, at 3 p.m. in Fitzell Hall, 303. You should come check it out if you're interested in being a part of this awesome station. We're going to start with some good old Run DMC Run's house this morning.
Another time I take for the rhyme I you give me no dirty looks. Your father's hip, he knows what cooks. Just tell your hoodlum friend outside. You ain't got time to take a ride. Yaggity yak.
Don't go back.
Yaggity yak, yaggity yak.
All right, we got the Coasters there with Yaggity Yag. Don't talk back. Awesome. Run's House before then. Run DMC from Tougher Than Leather. Rocking and rolling here on this Friday morning. Once again, this is DJ Nuss from Mark 2 with What's in Your Pocket, where we spin and spin and spin. Want to come on the show? That would be awesome. You can come here and talk with me. You can come bring some albums. You could call and request 607-436-2711 or hit me up at mark.paquette@oneana.edu. And if you have any songs you want to hear, if I have them, I'll play it. If I don't have it, you can drop a vinyl off or come up here and spin it yourself with me, 8 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. Or if I don't have it and I think it's worth buying, I'll go out and buy it. If I don't think it's worth any of that, then, well, you're probably out of luck. I'll pretty much play anything except for the Eagles and the Grateful Dead. So, yeah, going on with that. Hope everybody's doing great this morning. It's coming up on the weekend. It looks like it's going to be a little chillier out, but I kind of love this weather anyways. The fall's definitely my favorite time of year. It's not too hot, not too cold. Crisp air, apples, all the good things. Cider donuts. Come on, man. Good cider donuts. Amazing. Going to play some Nine Inch Nails. They're on tour right now, and I saw them in the 90s, and haven't seen them since, but from what I hear and watching videos, everybody that went and saw this latest tour, it's absolutely incredible. So if you get a chance to check out Nine Inch Nails right now, I would highly recommend doing so. We'll be right back.
so hard to live in with the things you do to me. My things are getting so strange. I like to tell you everything I see.
One. Oh, yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music was soothing. And they all started grooving.
Yeah.
And the man at the back said, everyone attack. And it turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I want to want you. It'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
Touching nothing's all I ever do. Oh, I softly call you over. When you appear, there's nothing left in you. Uh-huh.
Now the man at the back is ready to crack as he raises his hands to the sky. And the girl in the corner is everyone's fun. She could kill you with a wink of her eye.
Oh!
Little Ballroom Blitz by Sweet. Such a great song, great album. Before that, we were listening to Head Like a Hole, the first song off of Pretty Hate Machine, Nine Inch Nails. Another great classic out there. Hope everybody having a wonderful Friday. I'm just going to get playing some music. Normally on Friday I play 45s, but I didn't do the show yesterday, and I had already picked out my albums, so I'll start doing 45s on next week, next Friday. By the way, we are always trying to build up our vinyl library here at SUNY Oneonta. Wony 90.9 FM. So if you have any albums that you wish to donate, we will gladly take them. You can hit me up at mark.paquette@oneonta.edu. You can hit up any of my social media accounts, What's in Your Pocket on Instagram, or No Stopping the Rock on Instagram, and send me a message, and I'll kindly come to your house and very thankfully and pick up the albums you want to donate so we can have a library here. We had a huge library for years, and then it just kind of dwindled away, like most radio stations got rid of everything, and now everybody wants them back. So we'd love to build this up, Buttercups. I'm going to play some De La Soul for you. Y'all ready?
all you kids out there, welcome to 3 Feet High and Rising. Now, here's what we do. The following contestants, how are you doing, contestants?
All right.
So, fellas, tell us a little bit about yourselves. Contestant number one.
How you doing, Al? Just came all the way down from Wichita just to be on this show. You know it's going to be swell, and I want to win all the money. See ya.
All right. Contestant number two.
My name is BMS. I'm from Australia, and I'm glad to be here.
Okay. Contestant number three.
Hello. My name is Plug One, and let me tell you a little bit about myself. I like Twizzlers, and I like the Alligator Bob, and my favorite drama movie is Bloodsucking Freaks, just like your mama.
Okay. Contestant number four.
Hello. My name is Principal. I'm glad to be on the show. Thank you.
Okay, now we've met our contestants, let's get to the game. I'm going to ask an amount of 4 questions, and you'll try to answer them correctly. Now you out there in the audience can answer along with them. How many feathers are on a Purdue chicken? How many fibers are intertwined in a shredded wheat biscuit? What does touche et lele poo mean? How many times did the Batmobile catch a flat? Now that we know the questions, we'll let the contestants think them over, and we'll return right after these messages.
Three, that's a magic number.
Three.
Yes, it is. It's the magic number.
Three.
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born 3, they stubbed me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music, racing 3 parts. Casually see, but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip hop, hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk.
Three.
Parents let go, cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap, shows you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase in Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Do-Si-Do's your daughter. A tri-camera roll system is now set. Fly around stored under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound. Y'all in your Quebec that the action not a trick, but show me the function. Everybody wants to be a DJ, everybody wants to be an MC, but being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of 3, and that's a magic number.
3.
This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the cost that we dine, and 3 out of every darn time, the effect is, when a daisy grows in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up your casualty. Maybe you can subtract it, you can call it your lucky partner, maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my 1 and 2, where would there be my 3? Mace, Posse, me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunt of the soul. Souls who flaunt style gain praise by pounds. Common on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dumb and a plug. Set aside a legal substance and feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of 1. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. 3 forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fits and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my magic number. Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. 3 times 1.
What is it?
1, 2, 3.
That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
1, 2, 3. Hey, children. What does it all mean?
Heard they crowded the floor.
couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates. Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
The great Duke Ellington song, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, sung by the amazing Willie Nelson off his Stardust album. That album's awesome. He does a bunch of jazz classics on there. George on My Mind, All of Me, Stardust. So good. Willie's still out there jamming. I know a lot of people that saw him this summer on the Outlaw Tour and said his voice is still the same. I saw him, 5 years ago and he sounded great. He's still kicking, still doing his thing, yo. Before that, 3 is the magic number. Some De La Soul going on. I picked up that album this summer and was super happy to find it. I've been waiting to buy it for a while. I bought the remastered version of it. It's hard to find an original pressing, but I tell you, man, a lot of these remasters, you know, they may not have the value or, you know, nostalgia of owning a first pressing of stuff like that, but the remasters sound really, really, really good. They're not scratched. They're definitely worth the money if you want a good album. And, you know, if you collect and stuff like that, I highly suggest, you know, if you like it, it's important that it sounds good. It's not always important what it's worth. Well, I guess it goes along with life, right? Gonna listen to some Stevie Wonder to get you moving this morning. I wish.
What?
Little bit of Zappa right there. Just another band from L.A. Little live action going on there. From, just another band from L.A. Dog Breath. So, I hope everybody's having a great Friday morning. I'm really looking forward to the weekend. I got a good friend who's turning 40 on Sunday, so it's a party for her tonight. And then tomorrow, I'm going to wake up early, drive to New York City, go hang out with some friends, see my daughter, and then go see Sierra Farrell. Then I'm going to come back and on Sunday, go to the WONI meeting, which is at 3 p.m. in Fitzell. And then that night, there's a Blood Moon party that a bunch of my friends are tossing out. So I'll go look at that giant dead rock and throw my grievances out there, I guess. Anywho, I hope everybody's having a great day. Here's some Madonna, because who doesn't love Madonna?
the Falcons as well. Run into you, didn't leave a message, at least I could have learned your voice one last time. Daily minefield, this could be my time by you. Would you hit me? Would you hit me?
Little Pearl Jam with Porch. Such a great tune. That first album, 10. How amazing is that album? I saw them on that tour, and it was just ridiculous. It was amazing. Lollapalooza, the second one, right? Soundgarden was there. That was crazy. Before that, we had Borderline, Madonna from her debut album, which also is amazing. Here's the joke of the day, which I completely forgot to think about before. Why did the employee at the Pepsi Corporation get fired? Why did the employee at the Pepsi Corporation get fired? All right. I'm going to play something for you, and then after this song, I'm going to come back with the answer to this, you know, anticipating, waiting joke.
Walking over. Now I've been waiting.
Crimson and Clover. Although she didn't write it, she did a really, really, really amazing job with that. Joan Jett from Joan Jett and the Black Arts. Amazing. She's still out there rocking and rolling, too. Why did the Pepsi employee get fired? Is that what I said? Why did the employee from the Pepsi Corporation get fired? Well, the answer is simple. They tested positive for Coke. Bam! Whoop, whoop, whoop. That was a good one. Anyways, I'm going to play one more song and then get out of your hair for the day. This is for those about to rock. We salute you, and I hope everybody has a rockin' weekend. Get out there, go see some live music. Coming at you live from the basement of Hunt Union, 90.9 FM, Wony, home of Red Dragon Radio, keeping it locked. This is DJ Nos for Mark II with What's in Your Pocket. For those about to rock, we salute y'all. We'll be right back.
sister says, honey, you swish it. My homie, just for me. Through the nitty gritty suicide machine. Few schools missing from a twin air. My homie, just for me. My, you know you're my sister. Since honey and swishes. My homie, just for me. Through the nitty gritty suicide mission. Few schools missing from a twin air.
Just my thing.